From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 29th of April.
The head of Australia's intelligence agency thinks there'll be a terrorist attack in Australia in the next 12 months. Here's what Mike Burgess, the Director General of ASIO, told a parliamentary inquiry today.
If you look at our current caseload, we still think that Sunni-based violent extremism is the major concern. However, given the growth that we've seen in nationalist and racist violent extremism, we anticipate there will be a terrorist attack in this country in the next 12 months, and it can come from either ideology, and therefore, for me, it doesn't really matter because they're both capable of actually conducting acts of violence, and that's where we focus.
In other news, a six-year-old boy will have his life support switched off after being critically injured in his bedroom in Queensland. Declan Lappington McDonald has been at the Queensland Children's Hospital since the incident at his family's Gold Coast home on Anzac Day, where he was found lifeless on the floor after playing with a toy. His mother, Lauren, has posted on Facebook that doctors advised her son was beyond recovery and that his life support was being withdrawn. A toy which was purchased from SeaWorld 4 days before the incident has reportedly been seized by police as the family urges them to launch a safety investigation.
To politics now, under fire Queensland Coalition MP Andrew Lamming hung up on an ABC radio host during a fiery interview. News.com.au yesterday revealed that Mr. Lamming had been diagnosed with ADHD, a condition he believes has contributed to his recent eccentric behaviour. But when talk turned to recent allegations Mr. Lamming abused constituents online and took a photo of a woman's bottom without her consent, well, Mr. Lamming rapidly wrapped up the interview. Have a listen.
I just don't know how many times I've got to tell you, PK, this is subject to defamation proceedings. And it involves your own network, I would really be moving on. I've made it very clear to you what happened, and I'd suggest you pick a new topic, or else you just make it more difficult for yourself.
Are you threatening me?
I'm suggesting that we talk about the reason why I promised to phone you and take your call. That was to discuss ADHD. You've rapidly bounced off that into areas I've made it very clear and given you notice that this is subject to legal proceedings, and I suggest you take note of that.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to showbiz news, and actor Elliot Page has revealed why he decided to announce publicly last year that he was a transgender man. Here's what the Juno star told Oprah Winfrey.
It felt important and selfish for myself and my own well-being and my mental health. And also, with this platform I have, the privilege that I have, and knowing the pain and the difficulties and the struggles I faced in my life, let alone what so many other people are facing, it absolutely felt just crucial and important for me to share that.
Elliot said he knew from when he was a toddler that he was trans. His full interview with Oprah will be released on Apple TV tomorrow.
And finally, media personality Deb Knight shocked radio listeners yesterday when she revealed she'd been diagnosed with skin cancer after getting a biopsy on a bump on her nose.
Well, it's not the best news. It is a small basal cell carcinoma. So it's a small cancer and it's nodular, which means I've got to get it cut out. I've got to go under the knife. I'm not sure when I'm going to get this done. It's not spreading. It's not urgent. And I'll be fine. It's, you know, not a serious matter at all, but it'll happen in the next couple of weeks. It might make for an interesting sight on Saturday Current Affair.
Knight said she hopes this serves as a reminder to everyone to regularly have their skin checked.
And just a reminder, if you want to win $1,000, play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz and that cash could be yours.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll have another update tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.